BlakeRadio.com.
Are you ready? No. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to suck it!
War Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rockin.
Hi, Mom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what your thoughts on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote,
now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Kane has got two words for you.
Talk Radio Network, presented by Memly and Promo and PWMania.com. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
It's Monday!
Okay, that was different.
I don't know, I got nothing.
You got nothing. We're here to cover 3 hours of Monday Night Raw. And as I mentioned, Raw opened up with Vince McMahon being trailed by Brad Maddox. Vince McMahon said we're going to have some fun tonight on Monday Night Raw. And then he would like to apologize for the bonehead decision to allow John Cena to choose his opponent for SummerSlam. And then he went through a bunch of negative things, adjectives used by Maddox to describe Daniel Bryan, including a troll, a hideous, ugly dwarf, and then called Bryan an undersized person with psychological problems. And that he doesn't have the aura of being a WWE champion. And then Mr. McMahon asked Brad Maddox how he really feels. Brad Maddox is about to speak, but gets interrupted by Daniel Bryan. And then they sort of started talking a little bit about respect.
But can you beat John Cena? No. But then again, do I want Cena to be the WWE champion after SummerSlam? Well, no. I don't want Cena to win. John Cena walks around here like he owns the place, like he's a better man than I am. Cena's not a better man, and by the way, I know who owns this place. It's me. So if I don't want John Cena to win, does that mean that I want a half-pint troll? Would be the biggest embarrassment to management in the history of the WWE if you won the match, you won the title at SummerSlam? The only way that I see anyone winning in this is me. And here's how I would do it. Let me get on your level to tell you. Here's what's going to happen. I hope, at SummerSlam. You're in the ring, John Cena's in the ring. The two of you lock up, and then spontaneous combustion. Little particles of Daniel Bryan and John Cena go floating through the air, never to be seen or heard from again. I'm hoping that I win. at SummerSlam.
Well, Mr. McMahon, if John Cena is lying to me, he'll have hell to pay. But, see, here's the thing I like about the boss, right? Here's the thing I like about Vince McMahon. Just a second, let me get on your level. You see, you're always honest with me. You always tell me what you really think. But in your own words, it doesn't matter what you think. It matters what they think. Just by listening, it seems to me that they want a new champion at SummerSlam. And his name is Daniel Bryan. So I just want you to take just a quick second and listen to your own advice. I want you to listen to the WWE Universe. Do you want a new WWE champion?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. A resounding yes.
Yes.
The best thing about this promo was when they were going size for size.
Oh, that was amazing.
But this was confusing a little bit. Go ahead.
Sorry, you had Vince playing the heel, but you had Vince trying to make John Cena the bad guy of the situation.
Kinda, sorta, yeah.
And it's like, and then you have Bryan playing straight face, and it's just like, what's going on with this? I don't quite understand it.
It was a little confusing, and it got, well, Vince was going off in one way about Cena, and then we'll get into this later in another promo. It's just, I don't know, his direction seems weird. And this was an interesting opening to the show. There's not much more I can really say about it. It was interesting. You could just tell they were setting the seeds, basically, for Vince McMahon to pick his champion.
Pretty much, yeah, it's... He doesn't want Daniel Bryan, he doesn't want John Cena, so the question is who does Vince want as his champion? And we'll find out more of who he wants later in the night, and God only knows, based on what we've already seen, what Vince wants. So, in fact, I have a really good idea of what Vince wants, and I'm a little scared.
He wants voices in his head. And they talk to him.
Well, I was thinking more, he maybe wants to be fed more, but...
Yeah, there is the Ryback as well, and nobody wants the Ryback.
No!
We then get the sounds of The Shield, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. They're in action against the Usos and Mark Henry. Nice match.
It was a very good match. Competitive back and forth. It was kind of funny that, you know, Henry used his butt to basically bounce Seth off of him.
Mm-hmm.
I just found that a funny spot in the match. You know, the fact that they've kind of sort of, all three of them have met their match in Henry.
Right, because, well, he is the world's strongest man.
But yeah, it was a good, solid match. Shield wins, as it should be.
Shield wins, as it should be, and they try to squash Dean.
They did! They tried to squish it by Dino! It just wasn't even nice! Don't break him! At least not till I get him.
And then he's just you know, available for breaking.
Then he's never coming back.
So the Shield win, we go backstage, and they show Shafram right back eating. Well, sort of eating. He's intimidating some guy backstage. And talks about how he will put someone through a table later.
Okay, I want to rant on this.
Yeah, go ahead.
What the fuck is this? High school?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. I mean, okay, I get it. Ryback's supposed to be heel. Supposed to be bully. Understand it. Get it. It's not working for him. It's just really not. I'm sorry. Every time he walks on the screen, I just sit here and roll my eyes. And maybe I'm the only one. It's not working for me. Maybe working for other people. It's not working for me. He seems like this parody of what a heel should be.
I would agree.
Because it's like, no matter what you do with Ryback, he still has the charisma of a carrot. I'm sorry. He has the look. He can do a muscle buster really well. But that's about all he can do. I mean, the guy can't talk. He's not charismatic. He's not attractive to look at. He's just, yeah, it's like, okay. It's not working for you, dude. Try something else.
After all that, name one positive thing about Ryback.
I can't.
And neither can the chat room.
Yeah, see, it's like, it's just, I mean, it's almost laughable, and I'm sorry, I hate saying this, I hate bashing the guy, but he's seriously almost laughable at this stage, because it's like, he's like, oh, I'm a big, strong badass, and, you know, I can take anybody out. It's like, what the heck have you done, dude? Seriously, what have you done? You beat Chris Jericho, well done, your first pay-per-view win in a year! A year! And guess what? Who beat Chris Jericho on pay-per-view before that? Oh, yeah. Fandango.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, seriously, you want me to look at you and consider you to be, you know, scary and everything, and I just can't do it. And then on top of it, he takes, like, either chicken or tuna salad, I don't know which, and, like, throws it at the guy, and it lands all in his ear, which I can only imagine is the most uncomfortable feeling ever. And then on top of it, you've got this, you know, big sweaty gorilla ready to mount you. Right. I mean, it's just, No! Redo! Start over! Send him back to the developmental system! That, or find him a character that works, because this one isn't working.
We come back from break, and we're backstage with Kane in the office of Brad Maddox, and he wants to know where the Wyatts are, and Maddox says he doesn't know where they are, but Kane can send them a message if he wants. Brad said Kane can prove that he's still a monster and still has that killer instinct by defeating his former tag team partner and good friend, Daniel Bryan.
Kane doesn't have a happy...
No, Kane is not happy whatsoever.
And you know what Brad should have said? Hey, Kane, follow the buzzards.
Up next, Rob Van Dam takes on Fandango. RVD wins by countout. Solid match, but again, Fandango does not take a loss the right way. Gets counted out once again. I think that's his shtick. He likes to walk out on matches.
Well, they need to start doing more than that, because honestly, it's getting really old with Fandango.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to start doing more with him. Although I noticed that the arch and the little figure thing was gone.
Yeah, they break out the figure thing once in a while, but the arch seems to be disappearing.
So, I think Fandango is losing favor with certain people.
Right. We go backstage after RVD went to my account. AJ's complaining to Big E about letting Caitlyn act crazy at her expense, you know, being speared multiple times. AJ says E just stands there and watches because he likes watching her do her thing in the ring. AJ says E just never knows what she's going to do next. And then there was a line, this recap doesn't have it, and I'm trying to remember it exactly. Do you remember what it was?
It's something to the effect of, every time she spears me, a baby cries, a hero dies, and I forget what the third thing was.
I think that was all it was. I think it was a baby cries and a hero dies. Something to that effect.
She's shrieking this at the top of her lungs, mm-hmm. by the way, which was hilarious.
Yeah, it was tremendous. Which then leads us to AJ Lee versus Caitlyn in a non-title match. Pretty good match.
The line is, every time she spears me, a baby cries, and we lose a hero.
Okay, and we lose a hero, okay.
I had to scroll up in her chat to find it.
Okay. So, yeah, there you go. So, Caitlyn, AJ, pretty good match. Caitlyn wins, which basically means... a baby has cried.
Yes, and a hero. We have lost a hero.
Mm-hmm. We have lost a hero, and a baby has cried. Good match.
This was a really good match. I'm kind of wondering what Big E is playing at.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit, just because, well, he's been tweeting Caitlyn again, so... I wonder, but yeah, so... But this was not the best part of this. The best part of this was the post-match stuff.
AJ basically threw a fit, and Big E tried to console her, and then Dolph Ziggler interrupted the festivities a little bit, and Ziggler congratulated her on her loss, then said AJ can cry on Big E's shoulder right now, but Big E will want to cry on AJ's shoulder, if that's possible, after he's done with him in the ring, and then Ziggler challenged Big E to a matchup tonight. I love Adrian.
Oh, I do. She's playing this part absolutely perfect right now.
Yeah, she
absolutely
really is.
Absolutely perfect.
She's playing it so perfect, and it's the perfect role for her. And we'll get a little more into the craziness in a minute, because it is Dolph Ziggler versus Big E. Pretty good match. AJ gets involved, causing disqualification. And this is where AJ got a little bit more crazy, and she was, you know, AJ was crying in the ring. Ziggler comes back in, hits Langston with the zigzag. AJ was just angered. It was tremendous. Her facial expressions, her look, it's just awesome.
Oh, it was great. It was absolutely great. She is playing this to a T. It's absolutely tremendous.
So Ziggler wins by disqualification. Either we're leading to Big E versus Ziggler at SummerSlam, or a tag match, Ziggler and Caitlyn versus AJ and Big E. I'm thinking it's more might be the tag match now.
I'd rather honestly see the tag match, just because I think Caitlyn and Ziggler could do a lot to screw with AJ.
Right.
And I mean a lot to screw with her.
So we'll see if that happens as well. Up next, we go backstage, and John Cena's on the telephone.
I know I got my hands full right too. Listen, trouble my son is up here. Yeah, I figured you'd show up. Is it true? Is what true? Is it true what Mr. McMahon said out there earlier tonight? You're asking me if Vince McMahon's telling the truth? Vince McMahon, the consummate promoter, the guy who preys on the human psyche to pique interest, to sell tickets? I wouldn't believe a word he says.
like I said earlier, Vince McMahon, good or bad, has always been honest with me.
Well, Daniel, you calling me a liar?
There was a bit of awkwardness at the end of that one. It's like
drama.
We then move on. It is Wade Barrett. Not Wade Barrett. It's Christian versus Alberto Del Rio. Pretty good match between these two.
It was definitely solid. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. Is it just me, or does Christian keep getting skinnier?
He might be losing some weight, yeah. He's rounding into shape.
He looks smaller than he has in the past, and you can see it especially in his arms. He's not as big as he once was. Then again, Christian's never been a big guy.
Right.
But he's definitely been more toned in his arms, and you've been able to see that. And lately, it seems like he's not as
I think that might have to do with the injury.
Probably. It wouldn't surprise me. But yeah, for some reason, I guess because Del Rio is bigger than him.
He's more chiseled.
I noticed it more where it's like, wow, Christian's gotten really small.
Yes. So Christian beats Del Rio, and they were announcing that on SmackDown, Del Rio gets to choose who he wants to fight at SummerSlam. So we'll see what happens Friday on SmackDown. Now, as I sort of mentioned, is now Cody Rhodes versus Wade Barrett. Poor Wade.
He tried.
This was okay. Nothing special. Your basic match. Which saw Cody Rhodes pick up the victory. But what happened after the match is where things, well, that got interesting.
The stash is smiling. Uh-oh. Cody, damn you! Damn you for throwing my briefcase in, of all places, the Gulf of Mexico. Just so you know, I've already filed a complaint with WWE management about this. Cody, I tried to bring you up to my level. During our time together, I traveled the world and enlightened the unwashed masses. I won Money in the Bank, and you grew a mustache. But this isn't your fault, Cody, because I come from a family of scholars, and you come from a family of clowns. And maybe now I should send you back to the circus where you belong. Then again, on second thought, carny folk are beneath my constitution. Ooh. You're welcome.
Ouch.
Oh, Sandow. Nice stuff.
The more this fight goes on, the more it reminds me of a fight I had with somebody else. I can see so many similarities, but I'm more curious how many people have jumped off the side where they were and gone after that briefcase.
In the Gulf of Mexico,
In the Gulf of Mexico. I want to know how many people have done that. If somebody actually went and got the briefcase.
I don't think they left it floating.
Well, no, they sank it.
They sank it? Oh, maybe that's true.
Yeah, they sank it, so unless they sank it in shallow enough water that they could just go pull it out later, that sucker's still there. So you gotta wonder if anybody did go, in fact, get Damian Sandow's briefcase. Like, I'm surprised, and I wouldn't honestly be surprised, if they show, like, videos of him hiring scuba divers to go get it.
That'd be funny. That would really be funny.
But then again, this leads to the question of, well, Sandow is no longer in possession of the briefcase. Nobody is. So does that mean he still gets his title shot?
We'll have to see. Up next, Daniel Bryan versus Kane. And Lindsay was disappointed there was no pyro.
No pyro, no hug, no nothing.
Just a solid matchup between the two with a nice finish. As Kane went for the chokeslam, Bryan reversed it and hooked him into a quick inside cradle for the three count. After the match, Kane got angry and chokeslammed Daniel Bryan.
This was an interesting match. I mean, they work. I guess it's just, I don't know, there was something kind of missing from it.
Right.
It just, I don't know what it was. Maybe that fire or that intensity or something. It's just something wasn't there. And so, it was more like, okay, alright. I mean, it was a good match. It was a great match. It was very solid, very enjoyable. Lots of back and forth. You had Kane and Bryan obviously show that they know each other very well. But, yeah, there was something not quite right about this.
It was missing a little bit of fire and passion and intensity. Well, that passion and fire and intensity came in the form of the Wyatts. They beat down Kane, and I like that Kane went right for Bray instead of waiting for the two guys to jump him.
Oh, I know. It's like they went after him, and Kane just was like ran right between them.
He was like, screw this.
Slid out of the ring and went right for Bray.
He was like, screw this. I'm going for Bray. And then they got it. They were able to beat him down pretty well. But Kane got a little bit of offense in, unlike last time. And then Mr. Bray Wyatt picked up a microphone.
I heard you like to call yourself the devil's favorite demon. But you, sir, are no demon! And the devil... Nah, man. Kane, I'd like to let you in on a little secret, man. You ought to be careful who you say those things in front of. Because you never know who might be listening. My old buzzer!
Strong words from Bray Wyatt.
I love the fact that he threw in the "you, sir, are no demon." Mm-hmm. I love that he did that. It's just like, he's got this down so well.
Mm-hmm.
So well. But I'm kind of with LeMans. The words intrigue me a little bit, and they sort of add a fuel to a certain topic we're going to talk about on Thursday.
And what's that topic?
Well, what do you get when you mix a Kane and a Katie Vick? Do you get a Bray Wyatt?
Tune in Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack to hear more about that.
But anyway, fantastic promo, fantastic moment. I've actually been waiting all week to see how they did this.
Mm-hmm.
To see Kane's reaction once he's back, whether he goes after the Wyatts or not. And, well, he was looking for the Wyatts, never found the Wyatts. The Wyatts came and found him, and yeah. So they're building to something between the Wyatts and Kane. The question is, what? What is Bray Wyatt's motivation for going after Kane?
We're going to hopefully find out soon. Up next, Brie Bella takes on Natalya Neidhart. Fine match. The finish, however, well, was interesting. Nikki came out with a duck whistle or whatever.
Kazoo.
We were clarified it was not a kazoo, it was a duck whistle. And started saying, quack, quack, Natty, quack, quack. And blowing on the whistle thing.
This was interesting. It's obviously building off of what happened on the show on Total Divas, which now makes you question how much of the show is reality, just kind of based on what they're doing with it, at least on Raw.
And they also they cut a segment where they called her the ugly duckling.
But, I mean, it was a solid match. Natty got some really good offense in. It was great to see her on Raw.
And you can tell Brie is the better of the two workers between the Bellas.
Brie is the better of the two workers, definitely. She doesn't mind getting down and dirty and getting in there with Natty for sure.
So, that was that. Brie Bella won with a roll-up. Backstage, Paul Heyman was ready to bring us the greatest Intercontinental Champion ever, Curtis Axel. Curtis cut a promo. He cut a promo. He started talking. I kind of lost interest. But it led to a match, Curtis Axel versus R-Truth. The match,
solid
stuff, and then CM Punk got involved. He attacked Curtis Axel and then went for Heyman. He sort of got his hands on Heyman. Axel was able to get Punk from behind, allowing Paul Heyman to escape. We had a stare down with Punk and Heyman, and yeah. He's ready to get himself. He wants some of Paul Heyman really, really soon.
I think he's going to get him some more than before too long, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Then we go to the general manager's office once again. Sort of. It was Triple H with Mr. McMahon, who claims he is using reverse psychology on Daniel Bryan. He was saying, yeah, I want him to be the WWE champion, and Hunter said, you can't even say that with a straight face. Hunter said, maybe McMahon needs to wake up and see that the people see Bryan for who he is. McMahon says he just wants somebody, just someone to beat John Cena. Someone like Triple H 20 years ago, or maybe 23 years younger.
Ouch.
Stephanie McMahon at a point walked in and said they need just to help Daniel Bryan with his image. She has an idea that she wants to personally supervise a, wait for it, corporate makeover for Daniel Bryan. Triple H and Vince McMahon were like, huh, okay. McMahon then told Steph, good luck with that one. And Hunter sighed and muttered, it's worth a shot. So next week on Raw, we're going to get the corporate makeover of Daniel Bryan.
I'm just curious, who's going to hold him down while they take the hedge clippers to him?
I don't think we're going to get hedge clippers. I think we're going to get a lot of slick back hair, ponytail, tie up the beard a little bit.
I think they're going to trim the beard, but they're probably not going to cut it.
I don't think they're going to cut it. I think they might just twist it up. With so you see one really long thing like the Anvil would have.
See, I can see they take him to this really nice salon, and they're like, okay, well, we're going to do this. No! Well, we're going to do this. No!
And that would explain the new game on WWE.com, Shave Daniel Bryan.
So are they going to shave beard?
We will have to see. It's main event time. John Cena, the Ryback, tables match. Solid stuff. It got really good towards the end where they had to stare down with the steps and they threw them at each other. The teases were nice for to go through the tables, but in the end, John Cena put the Ryback through a table for the victory. What do you think?
Eh? I'm sorry. You all heard my opinion on Ryback earlier. So he just doesn't do anything for me. And honestly, I think it's kind of a snooze when he comes on TV. Plus, we just got this match of Extreme Rules. And it's kind of like, I really don't care.
Right. After the
I hate saying that, but...
It happens. After the match, Daniel Bryan marched to the ring and took the WWE title belt from the timekeeper, then entered the ring as Cena was ready to fight. Bryan extended the WWE title to Cena, and then he pulled it back, pointed at himself, and then nodded along with the yes chant, and then, you know, he's going to basically yank, saying he's going to win the title. Cena says, pointing the bell and telling Daniel Bryan he will have to earn it, and then Daniel Bryan basically did a bunch of yeses in a row as we went off the air. Interesting show tonight.
It was an interesting show, and sorry for the lack of a better word. I think it's kind of one of those things where there was something about it that just was off. And I don't know whether it was the timing, I don't know whether it was the way that they laid things out. Something about it just really sort of felt not quite right.
It didn't have that feel of it's raw and it's live. Even though we know it was taped, but it just didn't have that. There are weeks when, you know, like when they're in England, and you know it's taped, but it still feels live. This just felt taped. And oddly paced.
This was, again, I think, more of the writing staff were pacing themselves kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Where they had 2 weeks of TV that they were taping in so many days, like 2 days, basically. So they had to come up with that many shows in that short amount of time. So I think they just kind of paced themselves out with it. And so that's partially why it probably feels off, is we had multiple scripts written in one shot. And so that's what we're getting right now, is kind of those results. And so it doesn't have that. It hasn't. I think the word that we're looking for is it has a more consistent feel.
Yeah.
And that's sort of, I think, what is the throw off, is, at least for me, is that it's consistent, which is fine, but at the same time, it's just, I don't know, just odd.
It wasn't that hot show you were expecting after the last couple shows.
No, it really wasn't. And also, I think the one thing that I really want to see, I'm not getting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously Kane and the Wyatts, because I'm highly interested in that. And, of course, I'm also actually getting, I hate to say this, a little bored with the Shield. I love them to death, but I want them to do more. And they're getting a little stale.
So that's 3 hours of Monday Night Raw, condensed into a little small package we call the Raw Post Show. Tomorrow night, KFABE Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik, 9 p.m. Eastern. He'll be talking to Tully Blanchard. Wednesday night, Cheap Heat Radio, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, Matthew Forsina, Scott Barry. They want your Ring of Honor, Mount Rushmore. Thursday night, Sarac, 11 p.m. Eastern. Right, Lindsay?
That's right. Tune in to hear our recap of Impact. What happened? Who won? Who lost? All that good fun stuff. We've got news. We've got notes. We've got what happens when you mix a Kane and a Katie Vick. Do you get a Bray Wyatt? Tune in, listen, find out.
Get up all in our cool head. Friday night, we don't do anything. Saturday night, midnight, it should CB Radio with myself, Ron Parks, and Subway, and apparently Ace for now. Before that, we play Cards Against Humanity at 10 p.m. Eastern, so join us so get evil. Sunday night, WTR Sunday night, we'll return live, 10 p.m. Eastern. Omega's back, Tim will be healthy, so will Maze, hopefully. And we'll cover the week in pro wrestling. We'll be back for another edition of the Raw Post Show. 11:30 p.m. Eastern right here, Monday nights. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Join the Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LINSWARD. As you'll notice, if you go there, I put a lot of artwork out tonight. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. Go to my Behance, behance.net/LinsWard, LINSWARD. And, of course, visit CassidyRiley.net for all your Cassidy Riley needs.
Thanks to PW Manian, MemlinePromo.com. For Lindsay Ward, I'm Sarah, and this has been another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, or WildTalkRadio.com. See you next week. Bye.